Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome to Exit Coach Radio. Thanks for joining us today. It's my pleasure to host you. We have 3 wonderful guests today, and we're going to get right to that. But first, I want to remind you that we've interviewed over 500 advisors, authors, and thought leaders on over 35 topics, and you can find and listen to all of them at ExitCoachRadio.com in our audio library, over 35 topic folders there with hundreds of interviews, lots of great information so that you can be well planned. Let's get into my first guest today. He is Dave Willens. He's with Impact Sales Coach, and they're from El Dorado Hills, California. And let me tell you a little bit about them. Impact Sales Coach is a sales consulting, training, and coaching company. And over the past 12 years, they've improved the sales results for 35 to 40 companies that range in size from small to mid-sized growth companies from all industries, from food services, construction, manufacturing, IT, lumber, wealth advisors to various sports teams like the NFL, NBA, and collegiate sports marketing teams. Industry doesn't matter. According to Coach Dave, sales are sales. Impact Sales Coach also does one-on-one virtual coaching with individuals that are looking to get to the top of their game. And we're going to talk about the best practices to impact top-line revenue. So, Dave, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Hello, Bill.
Dave, I already introduced you, your company a little bit, but tell us about your background and how you got the idea to start Impact Sales Coach.
Well, you know, I started teaching right after college. I came out with a music degree and began teaching high school jazz and choir. And at the same time, I created my first business. From that, it grew into about 5 locations in the Chicagoland area. And eventually I sold it and moved out to Sacramento thinking I'm retiring. However, I missed working, missed interaction with people. And in 2003, I started speaking to CEOs and managers and salespeople about how to become rainmakers. What I found after every presentation was the audience was all psyched up and couldn't wait to try the new ideas and possibly even start doing some things that they forgot to do that they were doing successfully in the past. Problem I ran into was when I called the CEOs to follow up a few weeks later, I heard the same story over and over again. They just started telling me, Coach Dave, it was a great presentation. The team was really jazzed about it. But after a few weeks, they went back to their old habits. This mm-hmm. just didn't sit well with me, you know. It's one of those things where I wanted to make a difference. And so coming across like a typical trainer or motivational speaker just didn't cut it. So a friend of mine discussed it with me and talked me into trying out coaching a company from the inside and mentoring the individuals. And that's kind of how it got started.
So it came out of the fact, well, number one, you didn't retire, you rewired, which is a term we use a lot. And a lot of our listeners are wondering what they're going to do when they so-called retire, what they're going to do with their lives. So that's the first thing. And then second, you saw that there was a need and in the sales, especially becoming rainmakers. I like that term. But then from there, you realize people were taking and getting excited about information, but they needed somebody to hold them accountable for implementation. Is that what it boiled down to?
Yeah, it was holding them accountable and also creating the systems and processes for them to follow that were simple and repetitive so that a company could build a repeatable sales team, a repeatable sales process. Mm-hmm. They don't have to think about it. You know, there's only about 20% of the rainmakers out there come about it naturally. And most people in sales get hired because they've got the gift of gab. I kind of think they need to have the gift of listening and the gift of creativity. And once you find somebody like that, if you can give them some systems and processes to follow, it'll be much easier for them to be successful.
So by listening and asking the right questions, they're leading their prospective clients to a successful conclusion, which which is that everybody's happy and they hopefully place their product because they're satisfied a need that existed. So what causes most entrepreneurs to fail when they're building their sales team?
Well, the first thing that causes it to fail is to think that what they're doing is right by hiring somebody that just talks a lot and has good interpersonal skills. But probably the next step that they make in a mistake is that either the owner or another member of the team is the top salesperson, and they put that person in the seat of being the sales manager. That's a huge mistake. You want to add on to that, have that same top producer or owner be the sales manager and ask them to carry a book of business. It's just looking to fail. And then I think people have the wrong concept about a sales manager. They look at them as this is the key to making my sales and top line revenue grow. And really the job of the sales manager should be to grow their salespeople.
Very interesting viewpoint. So I think I heard you say there, one of the key points is not recognizing that the sales manager isn't just an add-on position. It is a key position, and if the right sales manager is focusing on building and helping the salespeople grow, then it'll make all the difference in the world.
That's right.
Yeah, great. Okay, so when you guys come into a situation, when Impact Sales Coach comes in, what do people tell you is different about the way that you're approaching it than what they've seen in the past?
Well, the first thing is that we get right in the seat next to the salespeople. You know, a lot of trainers come in and they talk from the stage, they throw out these ideas, and then they go away. And I just don't believe doing that. We go in, we do interactive workshops, we create the systems and processes that are built on the best practices that the company is already doing, and then we implement it with some of the best practices that we've seen from companies all over. And then we sit there and we work either as an outsourced sales manager or we try to work with the sales manager to help them develop the team to follow the systems and processes, and then to help that sales manager become a coach so that instead of just looking at the numbers and holding people accountable that way, they can actually go out in the field with them and sit next to them and listen and be aware of the certain aspects that they're looking for. They're trying to make sure that the salesperson's uncovering the motivations of the buyer, that they're uncovering the valued needs that the client has, just in general coming up with the creative solutions that's needed in today's sales world.
So it sounds like you take a very hands-on approach and you have a very detailed analysis every step of the way to really get in and monitor and improve each step of a sales process and the management.
Yeah, we do. And you know, you always have to keep in mind that you try to keep it within the same culture of the company. And a sales team doesn't always fit into the culture of a company. They're loud, they're excitable, they react to the wins and they react to the losses, and that just doesn't fit with a lot of companies' culture, so you have to figure out a way to blend all of that.
Has the makeup of a salesperson's personality or traits that they need changed much with the advent of all the technology and web-based information that's out there these days?
Well, I think that it hasn't changed much, but I think the demands on the outgoing personality that doesn't take the time to take care of the details, the demands put on that person have changed. The job expectations are that they learn the technology and use the technology as a tool, and getting that to be part of their everyday life is another challenge that sales managers and owners go through. But I think the best solution to that is to set the absolute minimum job expectations and communicate that to your people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what I was getting at was I wasn't thinking about that side of it, but I I understand and acknowledge that there's more advanced CRM technology that inside that you can use to track and monitor when you should be calling people on a basis of outgoing sales calls. But at the same time, we have a much more informed consumer out there who used to be the salesperson had all the information and the consumer came to ask about the information. Now that seems like consumers really have a lot of information and the salesperson really has to be on their toes, don't they?
Sure. You know, there's a model out there that I call the Challenger model. There's a book written about it. And the way that it's done most successfully in today's world is the salesperson can't know everything about the subject matter that they're selling. So the best salespeople are well-informed. The company has to take a more proactive approach to educating the sales staff. It's no longer you go out and look it up on the internet yourself or read books on it. They need industry information as well as product line information that they can take out to the customer. And then they need to work as a team many times. If that salesperson can get the meeting and get the usually the decision influencers up to a certain point in the sales process, then start setting the appointments with the decision makers. They also need to bring in experts from their companies so that we're talking the talk with the decision makers.
To bring in know and bring in resources when necessary and really work as a team makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
Now how do you get started? What is a point where a client typically would say, you know, we're not getting where we need to get. Let's give Coach Dave a call. And when they do, how do you get started with a client usually?
Well, the first thing that I look for is that do we have a good business fit? Are our philosophies going to gel together? So it starts out really simple with a phone call or an email, and we just kind of talk through the process a little bit. You know, as you mentioned earlier in the show, I've got two different models. One model is for the individual salesperson or individual manager, and this is more of a one-to-one kind of a virtual coaching program, and we do that with a number of people. But the passion that I follow is the model where I actually go in and work with the company. So there's a process that we go through that once we find that we feel like we have a good business fit, we'll go in and we start doing a really deep discovery about the company and about the industry and learn about their staff and what they've tried before and what their best practices are, what's failed before. And once we get that, then we start developing a scope of work and a timeline on it and some costing on it. And then we create the rainmaker model that we're looking for within that company. And there's many different ways to shape a sales team and the expectations of each individual person within that team. Once we've got that model done, then we'll come in and we'll do various workshops on different areas. And we'll start putting together the systems and processes and start working with the team to start implementing those systems and processes. And we monitor the whole thing, usually with a CRM, which is a stumbling block for a lot of companies because they may have had one and don't know how to use it. They don't set expectations that are the same for the entire staff. They just kind of let them, you know, put in the information as you need it. And it just doesn't work that way. So we'll give them the guidelines of what we're looking for in that, and then we can monitor and help the manager coach their people through that process.
Great. So sounds like it's very detailed, starts with a lot of analysis. Can you give us a recent client success story or example of someone you've worked with?
Sure. And some of them are probably listening out there today. So
okay.
I'll change the names, right? I've always defined success as a combination of attitude plus skills plus activity. And I think that goes for anything from sales to relationship to sports or even raising children. If you can go to attitude plus skills plus activity, you're going to have success. And I always point out, make sure that you understand it's not attitude or skills or activity. You need all three of them. So while working with a sales manager down in Los Angeles, she had about 9 salespeople on her team. They were kind of flatlined as far as no sales growth over recent years. And one of the tools that I utilize is something we created called the E-Matrix. And this measures the attitude, skills, and activities. And it actually defines into 9 criteria of attitudes and 9 criteria to define skills and 9 criteria to define the activities. Once we defined that, then the sales manager grades her people, either 1, 2, or 3. They either lack those things, or they're okay at them, or they're rock stars. And so from her analysis, besides seeing what the individuals were doing, we looked at a vertical, and the vertical told us that one of the things that their team was failing on were a value add program that this company calls business reviews, where they actually bring their customers into their headquarters and they work with an entire team of experts on how the team would actually make improvements on their business. It's a great concept, and it works well, but the salespeople weren't selling it. So over the next couple of months, we scheduled some training and education that focused on helping the staff to understand the value of doing this business review program. They gained insight to the best questions that they could be asking the customers that would lead the customers to want to hear more about it. Then we created a really powerful anchored presentation. It's anchored to the answers they were giving us to the questions that we asked. Then the sales manager engaged people from all parts of the company and even outside to some resources to deliver pieces of the training. And we also utilized somebody on the team that actually was good at it, and that person was the champion to that new initiative. After this 2-month process, the team went from a total of doing 5 total business reviews during the first quarter of that year to a total of 54 business reviews in the third quarter of the year. There are 6 per salesperson, and sales magically increased 27% that quarter.
That's a great story. I mean, and it's by wordsmithing and really stepping back and saying, what does the consumer want to hear? Let's start from the ground up. What a dramatic result that was. They must have been ecstatic with that kind of a result. Could they do better than that?
Yeah, it continued from that point on. This particular company had other sales teams, and so we took that same approach with the rest of the teams on their staff. And it wasn't always the same vertical that they were suffering in. There were other verticals, so we went to work that way, and that became a proven methodology of how to grow people, and then your sales will grow on top of it.
Well, excuse the pun, but I'm sold on that. That's a great result and a great story to tell our listeners. Dave, you have something, a promotion you'd like to offer our listeners that's called a free E-Matrix management tool. Can you describe that briefly and tell us how to get in touch with you for that?
Sure. The E-Matrix tool is what I just described using, where that sales manager found where the weaknesses were in her team that she could focus on. So it's a spreadsheet that you can use. It's pretty self-explanatory. And if you're interested in it, you can go to my website, which is impactsalescoach.com, and you can just send for information and put on there that heard you on Exit Coach Radio. Please send me the E-Matrix. And I'll send it out, or you could, at the same method, you could grab a phone call with me if you wish by just emailing me a message, and we'll set up a time and spend 15 minutes or so talking about it, and I'll send you that promotion also at that time.
That's a tremendous offer, Dave. It's been really, really insightful talking with you, and I hope that you'll join us again at a future date so we can get deeper into the topic. I know we're just scratching the surface today, but I found it to be very valuable, and I'm sure our listeners did as well. Dave Willens, Impact Sales Coach, please get in touch with them and check out their website at salescoach.com. Dave, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.